sucker. If you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to two light years crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Good evening, truckers. My name is Brigadier Titus Adamite Buns, and once again it falls to me to bring you an edition of Hutton's Top Trucker. Where is Mr. Naked, I hear you ask? I am sorry to say that the gentleman has been less than cooperative with our staff at the detention centre where he was incarcerated last week, claiming that orange don't go with my skin. What do you all expect to see in the showers? Everything's bigger in Texas. And that sake is for medicinal purposes, you all. To be frank, we just can't understand a word the man is saying. So he will remain at Her Majesty's pleasure until further notice. Of course, we suspect that the pleasure is felt more by Buck than Her Majesty, but he promises that he is doing his best. You may very well wonder, how do we keep up with your goings-on while you have a jolly jaunt around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this very small piece of software called the Hutton Helper in your spaceship. I am assured by our boffins that this is in no way sinister, and that the light on your webcam would have been on in any case. If you haven't already got it installed, and yes, we do know who you are, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website, hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as listening to Buck singing at night in solitary. Let us continue to our top truckers from last week. From the explorers, jumping around as Buck does when we apply the electrodes, Commander Simons took the lead with a 54,254 light years jumped. I understand that Draxor had left her phone behind in one of the gin palaces that she frequented last week, and Simons had to go and find it. Apparently, it was in the last place that he looked. Wasn't that a coincidence? Hurting the Don's pirates, as we may inadvertently do to Buck if he struggles against his restraints, was Commander Mezarkurin, with over 59 million credits earned and accounted for. I hope I'm not being too effusive when I say, well done. Our top mission tracker for the third week in a row is Commander Onecat, with 1,772 mission points earned. A definite improvement. Commander Montgomery Python is back on top, trucking in the way that a trucker is duty-bound. He trucked 61,477 tons this week, and that's more than the weight of the evidence we have against Buck. Driving the Hutton high-speed train again this week, Commander Onecat hauled 1,286 passengers around the galaxy whilst they were earning those mission points. I suspect that this means that Onecat was not hauling those passengers for fun. Our fastest run to Hutton Orbital is still held by Commander Rampage 737 in 1 hour, 22 minutes and 40 seconds. our fastest run to Hutton orbital is still held by Commander Rampage in 1 hour, 22 minutes and 40 seconds. Our fastest run during August was by Commander Ricardo Dalep in 1 hour, 23 minutes and 41 seconds. But we have had no attempts at all so far in September, and I understand that Alvin is getting lonely. If you think you have the requisite skills and can beat those scores, then download the Hutton Helper and commence flying Commander. If you wish to draw attention to yourself whilst under the scrutiny of the authorities, then make sure you have the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and begin trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you are currently bereft of one, do get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lacon Spaceways and not the Secret Police. The only ships in the galaxy where, of course, we do not record everything you say.